This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, because one of my biggest concerns is I'd like to see the governor sign and put in that he is for HB 1323, the Mask Freedom Bill. So I hope that he signs that and we're all done and setting precedents for our great country that other states can experience the same freedom. Thank you very much. My number, 7.
Could you compare that to the woman who called about not being happy with Fox News Channel? Are you able to just give us a little bit of a dose? Go to the last 30 seconds of that. Because what she just said is something I agree with wholeheartedly. And she said it way better than I could ever say it. Sign the bill, Governor, and let's be done with this. And we don't know whether the governor's going to sign the bill or not. I think there's so many transformational things that are happening with the legislature right now that we ought not be fighting over masks. But we are where we are because of incredible overreach, incredible arrogance on the part of government and thinking they know better than you do of how you should protect yourself. I happen to think Governor Doug Burgum did an extraordinary job all through this COVID pandemic, largely because he's been in battles before related to building a software company or working for Microsoft, number four guy there. The man has a brain unlike probably 1% of North Dakota in the way he thinks and how he can get ahead of it and whatever. Right now, I think he's mired in, you know, the small ball, honestly, of executive powers and things that just don't matter right now. They're about fights that are in the rearview mirror. And, you know, he said on our air, whatever day we talked to him last week, I guess Thursday, that he's concerned about a future governor's ability, and he reminded us that the future governor could be him because he reminded us we have no term limits. So I think he was saying, I want the ability to put on a mask mandate in the future if there's a pandemic. And I'm thinking, really? Really, that's a hill to die on. Should we not be thinking about transformational change? We have so much good going on in North Dakota. Oil and gas, a prime example. Technology. We have a huge battle. Public enemy number one for every single North Dakotan. If you go to school, if you drive on the roads, if you care about water projects, public enemy number one should be the Biden energy policy. It should be Joe Biden's pen on executive orders. We've already taken a major hit taking development off of federal lands. With the Keystone XL pipeline being shut down and with the threat to the DAPL pipeline. And we're having to fight about a dumb ability to tell us how to protect ourselves, which, by the way, the county health officers are the worst offenders. Cass, Fargo Cass, Clay Health, and people like that, they advise superintendents, mayors, city council members, and they scare them. They scare them. Tell them a bunch of worst-case scenarios. So they're not affected by 1323 because they have really good lobbyists like, you know, the League of Cities, which is, in my mind, way too powerful in this state because it's not real people. It's not the people governed in the cities by the city council. It's by lobbyists that make a lot of money. And the county has this issue as well. They got a big enough lobby. They scared enough people they were taken out of the bill. So all that's left is the governor's ability to implement a mask mandate has been removed in a future pandemic. Are you kidding me? That's hard to know whether or not to sign? I will again restate, Doug Burgum is a good governor. Doug Burgum did better than most through COVID. The mask mandate was a bad idea, and now he's fighting to keep the mask mandate. And we proved the mask mandate did nothing for COVID. Nothing. Nothing. People were already wearing masks. People already knew to protect themselves by then. But I will tell you this, the caller's right. 328-2200, 328-2200 is the number of the governor's office. You better call that number if you believe, like she does, that the governor should sign that bill. It'll probably be this week he'll decide, sign it or veto it. Let them know what you think. Do it respectfully, just like Margo said from North Dakota Conservative Advocates. By the way, her website, some of you didn't hear that because her connection to us cut out, is conservativeadvocates.org. Conservativeadvocates.org, this new group. And I appreciate what they're doing very much. I really do. The woman who called you, Kevin, if you would call her back, because I know she left her number, get her name and her number. She will have tickets at will call at the Belle Mayhus at 4:45. She will be invited to the VIP meet and greet before to meet Charlie. And at 6, she'll take her seat and watch with the rest of us this great presentation. Chris Berg, from Point of View, is going to be emceeing the event and conducting a conversation with Charlie after his talk. It's going to be a fine night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Really is. So we'll see you all there. Looking forward to it very much. Belle Mayhus tonight. Now, the fellow from Carrington hung up, so I assume he didn't want to go, but I was going to give tickets to both of them. But the fellow from Carrington, North Dakota, what was his name again, Daniel? Was it Jeff from Carrington, our contestant? Or was it Charles? I can't remember either. So anyway, call back. Before we do anything else, I need to get to our next guest on What's on Your Mind. After I tell you about PetroServe USA and the great home cooking they have going today, let me make you hungry. Alfredo Ravioli, 12th Avenue, I-29 location at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Or if you're coming from the north, you get to Harwood, you can't wait to get to 12th Avenue North. You're so hungry and you want sausage, potato, you go to Harwood, PetroServe USA. Chicken pot pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City off I-94, your choice of beef tips and gravy or scallop potatoes and ham. Downtown Fargo is the place for Swedish meatballs at the MP Avenue store, Salisbury Steak in Glendon, or they're going to do scallop potatoes in Euland too today. Grab and go convenience, home cooking, PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Len Helms is the director of the Department of Mineral Resources for the great state of North Dakota. Len, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm well, Scott. Thanks for having me on, and thank you for keeping everybody informed about these last days of the legislature and what's moving to the governor's office.
Very, very important time in many, many areas, and certainly we are at a very challenging time in North Dakota. We have the price of oil inching up every day, looking very good, but the correlating rig count and capital investment and everything else is on hold for the most part because of the lack of uncertainty driven by the fact that we're really the enemy of the Biden administration in oil and gas country in North Dakota. What is the effect of that right now, according to the latest numbers, Lynn?
Well, Scott, it is a big wet blanket, and we're seeing it impact everything. We're at 16 drilling rigs today. We should be at twice that number. But as you made us everybody aware, the March lease sale for the federal government was canceled, and we're coming up on another lease sale in June with no certainty about whether that one will even be held. And then, of course, today is the day that people report back to Judge Boasberg about DAPL, and that's a big ticket item. That means the difference of $6 to $9 a barrel on North Dakota crude oil in terms of how it gets to market and how it can access the world markets. So that's an enormous issue, and all of that uncertainty is really holding back oil from rebounding this year.
I heard recently that we were down to no rigs in McKenzie County, which caused me really to take a gasp when I heard that. No rigs. We're talking about North Dakota's biggest oil and gas producing county. We're talking about America's biggest oil and gas producing county. Are they still at zero, Lynn, or what's the numbers in McKenzie County?
No, they're not at zero any longer, but you are right, Scott. McKenzie County hit zero rigs week before last, and that was the first time in 18 years that McKenzie County had no rigs running. Now, today, we're looking at 5 in McKenzie County. So, part of that was rig moves, but nobody is rushing around to employ drilling rigs because of the weight of the DAPL decision and because of the impacts of the Biden administration and their executive orders. And of course, Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Lynn. I was just going to say, I know most of that is because of the uncertainty from the Biden administration, but the McKenzie County Commission has become more and more anti-energy as well. I've not quite figured this out. I know that Kathy Scarta is a loud vocal voice against energy development. How much of that would you say is because of local decisions that they have less than they normally would have, Lynn?
Yeah, I think there is an impact there for sure. The McKenzie County Commission is no longer as welcoming to the oil and gas industry as it was at one time. And that has a dampening effect because they manage the road system. They control planning and zoning. And so a lot of these things like gas compressor stations and things like that have to go through a planning and zoning process. And all of that is meeting with increased uncertainty at the county level as well. I guess the piece of good news is that the state of North Dakota, in the middle of all this, remains very strongly pro-oil and gas, understands what it means to the economy of Western North Dakota, and is promoting it in every way that they can.
And it should be the concern of everybody who cares about schools, roads, water projects. We all are on this team. More with Lynn Helms coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the Derek Chauvin trial is on. His prosecutor, Stephen Schleicher, says, you know, we're supposed to call the police for help. This guy didn't get help, George Floyd, from the cop. He got killed. He got murdered. Oh, my gosh. This kind of inflammatory rhetoric is ridiculous. You tell me that 99.9% of the time when you call a cop, they don't show up to help? Of course they do. If you also, one thing I heard over the weekend, and I went to look at it real closely, the knee on the neck looks terrible in that short clip. Looks terrible. Looks awful. It is in the training manual, and it is used rarely. Minneapolis has pulled it out of their training manual now. Fine. But it was in the training manual. But look closely. He is balancing the amount of pressure he's putting on the neck. I didn't notice that until it was brought up this weekend. Here's something else that came up from the prosecution today.
This was not policing. It was unnecessary. It was gratuitous. It was disproportionate. And he did it on purpose. No question.
Oh.
This was not an accident.
Hmm.
He did not trip and fall and find himself upon George Floyd's knee and neck. He did what he did on purpose.
Now, I don't think you could say that myself.
And it killed George Floyd.
Yeah, okay. I've heard of that.
That force for nine.
That force, that killed George Floyd. Not the ingesting of the drugs, not the previous health condition. That guy got up that day and said, I'm going to kill George Floyd. So I should just let the prosecution be the prosecution, but I had to be the defense for a minute. I think Derek Chauvin should not have done what he did in hindsight. But I'm asking anybody before they make that call to walk in his shoes, to walk in that guy's shoes. When they've tried for however long they've tried from the time he passed counterfeit money to get it. But we'll keep you posted on this. You're not going to miss anything, okay? You will not miss a thing. We will keep you updated. Prosecution first, then the defense, then the jury gets it. We are brought to you today by the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. If you have yet to go to the website for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, yet to get tickets, yet to see if you can get one of the final booths that are remaining, yet to have a seat for Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, I'd suggest very strongly you do that, and you do it really quickly. Because the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is going to be a game changer. Len, let me ask you a little bit about that. What are you most excited about this year's Williston Basin Petroleum Conference?
Scott, if we've ever needed people to be at this conference and hear about the new breaking technologies and also what is happening in terms of policy and programs to move North Dakota oil and gas forward, they need to be at this year's conference. We're at a critical time in the oil and gas industry, and this conference is going to present some new technologies for flare reduction, new technologies for produced water handling, and some great speakers on, you know, how capital markets are being affected by federal policy and what the capital markets look like going forward for North Dakota oil and gas.
And Mike Pompeo, excuse me, I got a salted nut roll stuck in my throat here. Mike Pompeo, I think, is, I don't know, probably one of the top three most demanded speakers in the entire circuit right now around the world. I mean, he can command six figures to go anywhere.
This guy is so positive. Yeah. This guy has such a positive outlook on what America can be and what our oil and gas industry can be that it's really important for people to hear what Mike has to say.
Let's talk a little bit about last month's numbers, so the last numbers that we have, your director's cut. We took a dip. Why did we take a dip? Why did we go down besides the obvious things with the Biden energy policy?
We saw a little bit of a drop in flaring, but the gas capture stayed above the Industrial Commission requirements, so that was good news. We saw probably twice as much drop in oil production as we expected, and that all happened because, oddly enough, the Western Area Power Administration, WAPA as we know them, control rural electric cooperatives in western North Dakota, and they're connected to the Southwest Power Pool. So when Kansas and Oklahoma started having problems in February, those blackouts rolled all the way to Williams and McKenzie County. And we had two separate days where our largest gas plant in McKenzie County was down for 6 hours. We lost 20% of our natural gas production, and we saw a dip in oil production as a result. We estimate it cost us about 17,000 barrels a day in Williams, McKenzie, and Dunn County for a period of 10 days or so, right in the middle of the winter. So the commission is working very hard to correct that error with WAPA, and to make sure they know that in the middle of the winter, you do not shut down natural gas infrastructure. Natural gas is essential for life in North Dakota, and that infrastructure has to stay on regardless of what's happening with electric markets across the Midwest. And WAPA is very heavily dependent on renewable resources, so they have some issues they have to work out.
Texter wants to know what the story is with the McKenzie County Commissioners not caring about the oil and gas industry. I live here, and I'd like more information on that subject for you, Lynn.
Well, the McKenzie County Commission has been very welcoming to organizations that are opposed to oil and gas development and are trying to compare Bakken development to what happened in the 50s and 60s in places like Bottineau and Renville County, and they're all open arms with that. They're also pushing back on special waste landfills and issues like slurry fracture injection. And so it is a real struggle to move forward in McKenzie County these days. And so, you know, they need to sit back and think about what their citizens want, what brought all those wonderful people to Watford City, what made it a central spot on the map again. And get back to embracing the industry that made McKenzie County great.
I would also just add to that, every county commissioner should be asked, do you want this to be a place where our kids and grandkids have an opportunity to stay here, make a great living, and, you know, raise a family in a great community and be here? It's about jobs. It's about opportunity. It's you know, and there's people on the a commission who've done very, very well in oil and gas, and it's almost as if some of them, I don't want to name any names, but, you know, initials KS, are more interested in saying, well, I get this. I get the money from that, but I don't want my neighbor to get the money from that. That doesn't seem to make much sense. That's Scott Hammond's comment. Another texter says, what's the cost of...
up at the Rough Rider Center, and you saw what that looks like and what Watford City looks like today. You know, before the Bakken boom, they were headed for a graduating class of maybe four or five kids coming up. Instead, they're headed for a graduating class in excess of 100. And they've got the Rough Rider Center. It's an incredible place. So that county is well on its way to a wonderful future. And people need to make sure that they, if nothing else, government needs to stay out of the way.
It's a very good point, Lynn. I mean, again, last week was eye-opening. I mean, it really was, to see 1,000 youngsters from, you know, middle school, high school, connecting with people to say, you could do this because of the development. And that could mean McKenzie County Electric Co-op, right, and a lineman or a boom truck. But that's all happening because of what? Oil and gas development. Every school, every road, every water project in North Dakota will have less if the current makeup of the McKenzie County Commission gets their way, including, obviously, McKenzie County. That's sad. Lynn, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much.
Great. Thank you, Scott.
God bless. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiatowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiatowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Sunday pressed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to take action against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence in remarks she made in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota this weekend.
Well, we've got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
Hours after Maxine Waters' comments, two National Guardsmen were injured when a drive-by gunman fired at Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Waters of California from Congress. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Sunday predicted that a warning will be applied to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after health officials recommend pausing usage last week rather than it being canceled. Republican Florida Governor DeSantis said during a news conference in Lakeland, Florida last week, how they handled the J&J, I think, was a huge mistake, end quote. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
On What's on Your Mind, Milo says Lynn is full of it for protecting our land. Well, I think you can do both, Milo. I really do. I think you can do both. And I think Watford City is the poster child of doing both. I think the North Dakota Petroleum Council is the poster child in doing both. I think you want to protect the land. We're all on the protect the land. So we're on all on the protecting the water, protecting the air. We're all on that team. And we've proven we can do it here better than anywhere. When you become anti-development, then you're anti-job. That's just the important thing to remember there. You don't want opportunities for your kids and grandkids in this industry or any of the growth that comes from it. Another texter says, what's the cost of the petroleum conference for people to go to work in that field? Super producer Chris, could you do me a favor and find out what the different levels of tickets or access are? This listener says, I heard it's $400 per person. That would probably sound right for all 3 days and seems reasonable given everything that you have in the way of opportunity. He says it seems, this texter says it seems extremely high when the oil field has had such a hit. I don't necessarily connect those two because the oil field taking a hit costs the North Dakota Petroleum Conference as much as it costs you, and they're trying to put in a conference and bring in world-class speakers and great opportunities and put on a great event that costs money. So I don't know what the bottom cost is, but 400, if it is 400 per person, for all 3 days of the event, you're getting Mike Pompeo, you're getting Kelsey Warren in the fireside chat. I think that's okay. Second degree murder is being outlined now. Third degree murder is being outlined right now by the prosecution in the Chauvin trial. They're trying to say, look, assault is the intentional infliction of bodily harm upon another, or the attempt to inflict bodily harm upon another. The intentional infliction of bodily harm requires proof that the defendant intentionally applied unlawful force to another person without that person's consent, and this act has resulted in bodily harm. Well, they clearly don't have that, do they? Can you imagine Derek Chauvin watching this?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's sitting there watching all this. And they're defining intentional, and they're defining, you know, bodily harm and all this. If anybody thinks that a law enforcement officer intends to inflict bodily harm on someone else, to me, it's going to take a lot more than a photo and a selectively edited video to prove that. In my mind, through this whole thing, I've tried to keep perspective. And perspective says, given what they've gone through and the inability to detain this guy, and that you're using something you don't have to use every day, and thankfully don't have, but have within the power of your ability as a police officer to detain somebody.
Let me ask you a question.
You think differently on this than I do.
I absolutely think differently on this. The guy is on his face. He's handcuffed behind his back. At what point do you need to detain him anymore?
Well, watch the video.
I have. I've seen it all. Okay. I've seen the video you're
okay.
talking
have you,
about.
Have you seen him balancing his... So you see the knee on the neck. It's like... I
don't care. He's handcuffed and he's on the ground face down.
I understand.
He's detained and he's restrained. What's the point of keeping your knee on his neck?
I think the guy has proven himself a very strong man.
He was when he was not restrained.
Right.
When he was being pulled in the car and he wasn't restrained.
I can't walk in his shoes.
Sorry.
I can't.
He's restrained. He's on the ground face down.
I'm not going to play Monday morning quarterback on it. I'm not. I think if what you say... Let me meet you where you are, Kevin.
All right.
Did he need to do what he did? That's a judgment call by him. You're saying no.
Well, he made a different decision. Back up. Need to do what he did when?
When you're watching him.
Did he need to put his knee on his neck after he had him handcuffed
behind
his hands behind his head?
A judgment call.
No, he didn't. Once he's just restrained and hands behind his back.
Watch the video where he's balancing his
yep.
It isn't all the force of his weight is not on that man's neck.
I don't care. He's already handcuffed. Shouldn't be on his neck. He's guilty.
And by the way,
I love law enforcement. This guy's guilty. You gotta go to jail. Sorry, you went too far. That's my 2 cents.
I understand your 2 cents, and I started to say it's a judgment call. I believe it is. Your judgment wasn't necessary, okay?
Yep.
The judgment of that officer is that it was, and it was informed by however long that process was undertaken prior to that, which we cannot judge his actions without seeing all of what they encountered, number one, on him resisting arrest. Number two, looked at all the power of his weight could have been on that knee, on his neck, and it wasn't. Number two. Number three, if we still think this is a bad look, remove the ability for this officer to do that. This was in his training manual. It's since been removed, proving my point. Intentional bodily harm is what is needed to say this guy's guilty of murder. I don't think we've seen anything that proves this was intentional. Don't forget he said, I can't breathe, long before any knee was on the neck.
Oh, I'm not saying it was intentional. I'm thinking he's third degree involuntary manslaughter. I'm saying he didn't, I don't think there was any premeditation to it at all.
Ryan,
but the fact of the matter is, it didn't help.
Let me get Ryan in here quickly on the phones, and then I'll go to another discussion about fossil fuels that are darn important. The Lignite Energy Council. Ryan, quickly go. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, if there's any reasonable doubt as to the cause of death, then what you guys are discussing is moot. He walks. Or should.
Well, good point.
Good point.
Very good point. Well, Kevin, you said good point. You want the guy to go to jail.
That's still a good point. Doesn't mean it. That's not a bad. That's off on what he's saying. Doesn't agree with my point, but that's still a good point.
So, in other words, the cause of death could have been something different, which makes the actions of the officer that day moot.
Scott, Kevin, if I could just step in here, let me remind you guys, in our system of jurisprudence, Derek Chauvin does not have to prove his innocence. All his legal team has to do is plant that reasonable doubt in there. And
true.
I think the prosecution's case absolutely withered first round of cross-examination.
For the future discussion of this, Ryan and Kevin are going to be debating it. I will be on the sidelines refereeing. Thank you, Ryan. Well said. Chris has dug up, super producer is so darn good at this. A general attendee is $400 for the entire conference. If you are an elected official or a government official, it's $250. If you want a virtual pass, it's $250. If you're a student, it's $150. If you're a spouse of an attendee, it's $150 for every waking moment of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. That is the best value of anything you'll ever be able to take in related to knowing everything you need to know about oil and gas development, period. Okay? Breaking news. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell announced today that MyPillow is suing Dominion Voting Systems for $1.6 billion.
Whoa.
He made that announcement as part of the launch of the new social media platform Frank Speech, which we are thankfully able to say we are a part of today. Mike is doing a Frankathon today and tomorrow. If you go to frankspeech.com, you can watch this, frankspeech.com, and I will be part of the conversation tomorrow on the Frankathon, twice, right after the show, and then also later in the evening. So looking forward to that. We're going to talk tomorrow about Absolute Interference, which is a sequel that comes out tomorrow to Absolute Proof, which is Absolute Proof and is Absolute Interference of a Chinese influence on our election. I'm not crazy. Watch the movies.
Well, that was all debunked.
Then tell me if I'm crazy.
It's all debunked.
Anyway, thank you, Mike Lindell. We appreciate it. We'll have a new part of that called Teddy Talk. We're going to do three Teddy Talks today. Watch for those at frankspeech.com. All right, let's get to Jason Bohr, who is the president and CEO of the Late Night Energy Council. Jason, quick story. I have a new mower. The mower is in my garage. When I bought it at the hardware store, the young man loading it up, I said to him, hey, how do you run this thing? What's it powered by? He says, electricity. I said, oh, this is a coal-powered mower. And he said, well, North Dakota, I guess you're right. So this whole conversation about electric cars, electric mowers, we love that, don't we? We welcome it. Right, Jason? Jason Bohr, can you hear me?
Did we lose Jason?
Jason, isn't this great what's happening?
Yeah, absolutely. Had a similar conversation with somebody about an electric bike. And, you know, it's those things are becoming more and more cost-effective. The implements, you know, you're going to have a Roomba for your lawn before too much longer, and all that stuff is relying upon coal for electricity, but also the minerals that are associated with coal, like rare earth elements and other of these critical minerals, are potential opportunities for mining in North Dakota. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, and I love having those conversations, honestly, because that young man thought differently about the electric mowers that were going out the door. And, you know, there's challenges because that mower now, you know, can mow grass for about an hour, and then I got to plug it in again,
yeah.
And I might not get the backyard done at the same time. But at the same time, I did it just to say, I'm going to try this, just like I was coveting your Tesla and saying I'd love to try that. So it's worth thinking about that a little bit, folks. I know that the, for lack of a better term, the green crowd thinks, electric cars are going to replace gas cars. I don't see that in North Dakota's future. But, you know, they get better all the time. And the fact that if you have the choice of putting fossil fuels in your car, whether that's in the form of coal or whether that's in the form of gas, I think that's great for North Dakota, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just one of these things. And sometimes the contention gets too great for the country, right? And it's like there's whether you want a diesel car, a gasoline-powered car, if you want biodiesel, if you want electricity, I wish we could get to the point where people could just buy the car that worked for them without judgment over this is a better car or a worse car, this is a morally superior or inferior car, right? Electric car might work for somebody. Obviously, we know situations where diesel pickups are great for what you're trying to do with them. And then there's sometimes traditional gas internal combustion engine is exactly what you need for the moment. So options are good. And I think that's a message that we need more of.
More with Jason Bohr coming up on What's on Your Mind. Hey, if you're moving, you need a realtor, right? To find a home or sell your home? Move with Action Movers, and your move could be free. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy online form, and a local realtor will be in contact with you within 24 hours. You sell your home, you buy a new home, you get $5 in cash for every $1,000. Your move could be free from Action Movers. Call 566-5532.
It's spring again, and that foundation crack, that seeping water, that bowing wall is still there. But it's not too late. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got you covered.
Don't let those problems continue through another spring. Your complete foundation experts are here to help. Call 701-280-7038. That's 7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Everyday special at PetroServe USA, especially in April. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $11. Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $2. The big 20-ounce Red Bulls, 2 for $6. Giant Pistachio Bags, 2 for $5. And all kinds of assorted North Dakota and Minnesota t-shirts for just $9.99. Don't forget the great weekly specials, too, like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Mondays, or Friday, the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Look for the red, white, and blue at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. For over 20 years, Schwann Buick GMC has gone the extra mile to keep you and their customers satisfied. One example, the free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles at no additional cost. Buy with confidence. Look for the big, big, huge American flag on the strip in Mandan or go online to SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, don't forget the show repeats tonight, normally 7 to 9 on 550 K-Fire, but on some of the stations you are listening to, you'll hear this again tonight. And if you don't, you can always go to the iHeartMedia app and listen to it. We're archived there, AM 1100, the Flag app, to listen wherever you are, iHeartMedia apps. You can listen anywhere besides the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100, the Flag, AM 1090, the Flag, or KLTC. And we archive all the shows on our website so you can listen anytime at your convenience. Download it and listen instantly. More with Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council, president of the Lignite Energy Council. I want to talk about the legislative session and where we are at with the idea of leveling the playing field for coal. Jason?
Well, you know, the legislature has actually taken quite a few cracks at different coal bills this year. we got a study passed that is going to analyze the ability of the coal industry to find insurance for their products, because these guys are getting squeezed from corporate America by saying we don't want to sell insurance to the coal industry. So that bill has been signed into law. Right now, one of the things we're working on is a tax relief package that would get to where you're getting, which is directly impact the competitiveness of coal in the marketplace, to be able to say, while these other forms of electricity may be getting subsidies in the marketplace, coal still has a significant tax burden. So let's get some relief and alleviate that tax burden, make it easier to sell coal in the marketplace competitively, and then let's start doing the other things that the legislature is talking about, like deploying 45Q technology and adding new revenue streams. So the legislature has done a great job of looking at coal comprehensively through, you know, the administrative side of the business, like insurance, directly impacting the economic competitiveness through tax relief, and then longer-term research and development opportunities that are saying, now we're going to open a new revenue stream with you and double the size of the fossil fuel industry that's directly tied back to coal. You know, if we could capture the CO2 from all of our power plants, you'd double the size of the coal industry. And it's the type of bills that we need to make that happen are the ones working through the legislature right now.
Do you think that happens? I mean, it's a fabulous argument, and I think it's one of the – correct me if I'm wrong, but I can't think of anything that could more change the dynamics of the battle in which coal faces every day than what you just described. So am I right that that's kind of a big deal, Jason?
Yeah, it's – you know, it would be a new major wave of infrastructure development in North Dakota. Were you able to start that? And obviously, we've looked at these projects in the past. Right now, the one that people are familiar with is Project Tundra, which is advancing. We hope that all of those ducks line up so we can begin that massive infrastructure project. And then once a project like that gets underway, it kind of opens the door for the other coal plants to follow. The ethanol industry in North Dakota is going to be huge. The CO2 industry is going to be huge, and ethanol right now is opening that door. So it's even a partnership between energy and ag with ethanol. They're capturing CO2. They're going to start pumping this, putting it underground, creating that first round of infrastructure investment that will later be added upon by the coal industry, by the oil industry. And so is it going to happen? It's happening right now. Investment is occurring.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I think if you listen to that closely and you recognize the opportunity that every member of the North Dakota State Legislature has within their power right now to unleash an economic juggernaut that will transform the ability of, at a minimum, the kind of careers that will keep your kids and their kids and their kids here. I can't even state it clearly enough. There's no possible way I could try and explain it, but I would surmise it to say this. If you're making a call to the governor's office to say, please quit fighting over masks. Sign the dang bill that a majority of legislators, a veto-proof in the House majority, and darn close to it in the Senate. My understanding, they already can count the votes in the Senate for a veto override. Stop fighting about masks or retaining power over masks, Governor Burgum, and start fighting for everything that will transform this economy in a good way. While Joe Biden's trying to transform it in a bad way, start recognizing the enemy is not moms who've had enough of COVID regulations because they think you think you know better than they do how to take care of their kids. Give that fight up and start fighting for the future careers of those kids in the petrochem industry, in the ag industry. You just heard Jason Bohr say it. Ethanol's leading the way on carbon capture. We've seen that with projects that are long past talk of any, if we did this and we did that and the tundra will be better. They're doing it. Wow. lot of potential there, folks. A lot of potential. See you tonight at Charlie Kirk. Looking forward to it. Belle Mayhus Auditorium tonight. Should be a lot of fun. Thank you to the North Dakota Conservative Advocates for bringing Charlie Kirk in. We'll be at the University of Mary tomorrow. And the After the Show, Teddy Talk, starts now. Watch it at frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. God bless you all. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
There's no terrain too tough for hypertriff equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf vacs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with hypertriff equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.